So just kind of give me your take on today. You know, how you felt the kids did today.
Well, I thought the Huskies rode really, really tough, aggressive Husky races today. You know, it that JV race, you know, you always want to be in the grand final, but golly, they rode a perfect race today. It was really good execution. Really, really a great performance. And the four did what they needed to do today. They made it to the final, and, you know, really, Colin just does such a super job with those kids. Very, very proud of them. And, you know, the varsity had a scrappy race today. I kind of felt like we were really on our game to catch Virginia the other day in the semifinal.
Right.
But, it, you know, I think Virginia and Yale are a little bit better than we are right now. But other than that, I mean, wow, not just today, but every single row here, every time the crew raced, whichever, the varsity, the Jays, and the four, everybody had a great race. And I think that they learned a lot as they went through the regatta. I think our program's in a good position right now.
Let me ask you about the varsity four. You know, there were three crews that kind of shot out of there, but then we were trailing early on in that race. But they seemed to be pretty composed in their race plan. And then at the end, Wisconsin put on a pretty furious sprint on them, and then they just kind of held them off. How did they feel about that race? It looked pretty good.
They felt great about it. I think that, you know, they felt like they executed their race plan perfectly and had something left to hold them off at the end. It was. I was standing right by the beach when they went by with about 150 meters to go, and it was really good.
The second varsity looked to me to just be really, really pumped off the start. I think they were ahead in the first 15 strokes. I couldn't really tell, but it looked like it. They fired out of the blocks. I thought that was good.
Well, and we knew that, you know, that Princeton's a fast-starting team. And, you know, that's kind of been our nemesis a little bit with the varsity and the Jays. Well, actually, with all of our boats, a little bit slow off the line. And I think we're improving that. And certainly the Jays knew they had to come out hard. The game was they, you know, we talked about it last night and again this morning, that they had to just stabilize Princeton. And Princeton got, oh, I don't know, they may have gotten three or four seats on them in the first 700 meters or so.
Yeah.
But then they stabilized them, and then they just systematically worked right back through them. And I thought that was really good. Princeton, you know, won the Eastern Sprints and had a credible crew.
All right, so now let's talk about the Pac-10 here. Pac-10 finishing with four teams in the top eight in the nation. You know, Brown with a clutch effort at the end there, but Pac-10, pretty impressive here. What do you want to say about the competition in the Pac-10?
Well, it's incredible. You know, every time you turn around, there's somebody that's banging on your head. And, you know, I think we have really good competition. The biggest, Zenon, the USC coach, and I were talking about it after the races, the biggest problem is in order for us to go race anybody else, you know, in the Pac-10 that's in the top eight, we got to buy airplane tickets. And that's a bit of a disadvantage, whereas the East Coast guys just get in the bus and go race. And so, you know, we got to figure out something to do about that.
Yep. I mean, I just, yesterday I looked at the three crews that had qualified crews into the grands, and it was Stanford, USC, and Cal, and you're just looking at it going, wow, I mean, that's just power across the board.
Yeah.
All right, so how are you feeling about the program right now, both the men's and women's program, and relate that to your alums and the friends and the parents that are all out there for the races, you know, just the overall health of the program overall?
Yeah, well, I think we're in a really good position. I mean, Washington Rowing is about going to win championships, and the women's program hasn't arrived yet, but I think they're certainly making some strides in the right direction, and the guys are right on the threshold. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens at the IRA next weekend. I just couldn't be more proud of the athletes that we have, and certainly the coaching staff that we have, Michael and Luke and Colin and Cole and Vanessa and, you know, Rick and everybody who's making this happen at the University of Washington. And certainly without the support of the alumni to keep us in boats and scholarships and so on, we wouldn't have the program that we have. We have one of the very best programs in the whole world, and I'm proud of it.